Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking together on our walk with Christ. Today is October the 13th, 2021. Well, one of the things which I have noticed about posting these devotions is that the title makes a difference for some people. The more catchy the title, the more likely someone is to click on the title. So making a title for the thoughts which the Lord has given me on a daily basis is sometimes difficult. But today I thought about Colossians 2:5. And in Colossians 2:5, it says this, "For though I be absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in the spirit, joying and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ." And so this is Paul, and he's talking to the church at Colossae. And when he mentions them, he says that he beholds their order and their steadfastness. And so the title of the message today is Lo and Behold. And so maybe that little bit of a catchy title would capture somebody's attention. But what captures the attention at the church at Colossae? The order and the steadfastness. And when we think about lo and behold, you know, that is an exclamatory phrase used to draw attention. And so he's saying, I'm beholding. It's capturing his attention. What's going on in the church at Colossae is capturing his attention. They caught his attention. Those two things caught his attention, and they should capture our attention also. And like I said, the things that captured Paul's attention was their order and their steadfastness. Now, you know, I'd heard about the order in the past because I'd heard that everything should be done decently and in order inside the church. But I'd never noticed this in this passage before. So when you think about it, Paul, when he said he looked at them, he beholding your order. Now, it brought joy to him when he beheld their order. And so we want to understand that if we have order, that it's going to bring joy. But I want us to think about order. What is order? Well, order is a military term. And when you think about order, you think about different things, but one of the things that you think about is someone following their orders. And so as Paul looked at the church at Colossae, they seemed to be following the teachings in which Paul had instructed them. They were sort of following their orders. And so they weren't sort of off on their own tangent, doing their own thing. They hadn't been moved away to the false doctrines of Gnosticism. They were following their orders. And when you think about orders also, or order in the military, you also think of the organization with which they operate. They operate in an orderly fashion, everyone in their place, stepping in time and following the same route. No one is doing their own thing. They're all in line with a single purpose, with a single goal. And you can notice the hard work that is put into the orderliness of a military formation. And so when Paul looked at the church at Colossae, he noticed the orderliness with which they operated themselves. Maybe it was the orderliness of their services. Many different ways that we could think about that, but Paul noticed their orderliness. And maybe you've never thought about how these apply to a church, but apparently when a church is operating properly, order will ensue. A church will follow the orders which they are given by its commander-in-chief, Jesus Christ. Also, everyone will be marching in order, following their leadership, refraining from doing their own thing. And everything will have a plan and a purpose. It will be decent. It will be in order. The church is an ordered organization. And so too will be the life of one who is a follower of Jesus. They won't be haphazard. They won't be flipping and flopping around like chasing with every wind of doctrine. There'll be orderliness to the life of a Christian. They won't be self-serving. They'll be orderly. Another aspect of order is that no one has broken the line. In this case, few had left the ranks of the church, being persuaded to follow the ways of the Gnostics. They remained steadfast in the faith without wavering. And so they were in order. They were steadfast. And so Paul took note of the church at Colossae. And if Paul were to take note of your life, what would he find? Would he find a life that is in order? Would he find someone following the leadership which God has designed? Or would he find someone out following a tangent, trying to do their own thing, being their own person, being their own man? Would he find someone that is steadfast in the faith? What would he find if he looked at your life? And so we need to consider that Paul, when he beheld the order of the church at Colossae, that it brought joy to him. And if we follow the order that God has designed for us, and we are steadfast in the faith, not wavering, I believe it will bring joy to our lives also. And so maybe if we're missing joy, maybe it's because we're not walking in order. Anyway, we could talk about this for a long time, but hopefully the Holy Spirit will lead your heart as you think about these things today. Let's pray. Lord, today we thank you for the examples that we have in Scripture. Lord, help us not to seek our own way but yours, knowing that in following you, we will find joy and be blessed. Help us to seek order and steadfastness, knowing that those things will bring us joy in our Christian life. We thank you for the example of Jesus and that he has redeemed our lives from the disorder that is in the world. Help us to walk according to him. It's because of Jesus we pray. Amen. Until tomorrow, Brother Mark signing off.